A Jewish Journal article. Breaking news. 24 hostages released by Hamas now back in Israel. An Israeli Defense Forces spokesman confirmed that 24 hostages are back in Israel. The first batch of hostages, thank GD, have been released from Hamas-held dungeons, are in the hands of Israeli special forces, Israeli government spokesperson Alon Levy said. They've received a preliminary medical attention, and they're now en route to hospitals where they will be reunited with their families, or rather, should I say, what's left of their families. Many of them, of course, their families were murdered on October 7. Some are being separated from relatives, male relatives who are still stuck inside the Gaza Strip. Definitely a fantastic first step, incredibly moving for Israeli society. But let's remember that still leaves 215 hostages inside the Gaza Strip, and none of us here are free until all of them are free. We are committed to that pledge. There will be no one left behind. At 9:20 a.m. Pacific time, the Israeli government confirmed the identities of the freed hostages. Yaffa Adar, 85. Daniel Alani, 44. Amelia Alani, 5. Aviv Asher, 2. Raz Asher, 5. Doran Katz Asher, 34. Hannah Katzier, 77. Adina Moshe, 72. Margalit Moses, 78. Ohad Munder, 9. Karen Munder, 55. Ruth Munder, 78. Chana Perry, 79. At least 12 of the hostages came from the near Oz kibbutz. The hostages entered Egypt at the Rafah crossing, the only border between Gaza and Egypt. The Rafah crossing is about 4 miles northwest of the convergence of the Gaza-Israel-Egypt border. The hostages re-entered Israel at the Kerem Shalom crossing, where multiple medevac helicopters idling nearby. This is a developing story.